We're going to go back in time with our friends at Historic Rock Hill. Jennifer Sandler is the executive director, and she's going to kind of tell us all of the latest headlines coming from the organization. And good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're going back in time with Historic Rock Hill.
Okay.
It's a new tagline.
I'm going to put that on our marketing materials.
You want to do that?
Yes.
And do it like the Back to the Future logos
and
everything?
Oh, I like that. We'll get a DeLorean out front.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. There you go. Man, all joking aside, they do remind us of like Rock Hill's history as well as like what the future holds. And recently, I know you all have branched out in telling, like involving the history of other communities because we are somewhat all connected along those lines.
Yeah, for sure.
So with that being said, what are some of the headlines as we're kind of wrapping up like a school year, though you don't follow a school calendar, but you kind of want to do programming, right? Where when people are available and not right on top of all the school activities.
Yeah, so we've got some really good things coming up. Like you said, we're trying to branch out into the region. So we are Historic Rock Hill, but we are interconnected. So the history that happened here had an effect on other places and vice versa. So, and also, as you know, this is the 250th anniversary of the Rev War. And so we're trying to do a lot of programming for that. So we are going out to Kings Mountain on the 8th of May. So we're doing a guided tour of the Kings Mountain National Military Park. So that is for members only. So if you're not a member of Historic Rock Hill, check us out at historicrockhill.com. But that should be a really good one if you haven't been out there. It's just a really beautiful place with a lot of really interesting history. So that's one. And then I found out yesterday that I actually received a grant that I applied for from the state SC250 fund. So we'll be able to put on a couple of big events that we were looking to do, but we can't do without money. So stay tuned for that, but it'll be during Carolina Days in June. So I think we're going to do a Lyrics on the Lawn. Do you guys remember that from a few years ago? It was before my time, but the White Home hosted a series of free concerts at the White Home. And so we're going to do a big one. It's going to be a Revolutionary War focused event, but it'll be free and open to the public with music and food trucks and, you know, kids activities and things like that. So I just found out yesterday that I got the funding to put that on.
Congratulations.
So,
that's exciting.
Yeah. So stay tuned as we kind of get all of the details into place. So I'm really excited about that. That's something that we've thought about doing, but it takes a lot of money to actually do that, to pay performers, to rent a stage, sound system, things of that nature. But now we have the money for it. So
fantastic. Christmas comes early. That's really
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, to your point, you probably want to do it, right? And you have to show and you have to throw the party. And yet you have to be told if you can throw the party and here's the money for it, right?
Exactly.
So you can't just say, I'd like to have an event for the 250th anniversary of our country.
Exactly.
You know, you got to prove what you want to do with it and everything along those lines. So that's going to be pretty cool. So what's Carolina Days? Is that something that's like...
I knew you were going to ask
me. That's
so it is...
Because we're good sand lappers here. We want to make sure that we are honoring our state.
So it's celebrated annually on June 28th. It commemorates South Carolina's pivotal victory at the Battle of Sullivan's Island in 1776, where the Patriots defended Charleston against the British. So Carolina Days is a big event. You know, it's kind of a week-long celebration in South Carolina, and we're going to be part of that this
year.
So there's all sorts of things happening in this area, but also all around the state. So... like I said, I think ours is going to be on June 24th.
Okay. But the event happened on June 28th.
That's right.
My birthday is June 29th. Can we throw my party in there too?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll have a birthday cake.
Yes, we will.
Okay, thank you.
Champagne.
Do I get to wear a little crown too?
What? No, actually, that's not what we do during Carolina Days.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. We were trying to get away from
away
that.
From the crown. Yeah. We are not doing that.
Okay, that is a good point.
We'll get you a little like feather
like a
cap
okay,
or something.
That's it.
You're a patron.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, we're trying to break free of that.
Right, exactly. None of that royalty stuff.
That's good.
Here.
Okay, I'll wear a sash and a hat, another hat.
Perfect.
Then. Okay.
Yes, which is some breeches.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, quill pen.
You'll have to like a period piece that day.
Okay.
Yes. Normally he doesn't like period
pieces. No, I don't. But I'll do it for
you'll
you,
have
Jennifer.
To do it that day.
Oh, thank you.
And for my birthday
Lucas.
And to celebrate Carolina Days.
All right, I'm going to start planning this.
Okay.
And I will get Matt as my outfit extraordinary person, so he will know exactly what to get.
I'll give you my measurements. pants too.
Please send them over to me.
The grant is not paying for that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How can we tie this in? So yeah.
Well, all joking aside, that is a great way to continue to learn about the history of South Carolina and the impact that we played in our country's history as well. So look forward to that. All right. So past June, what does it look like in July and August?
Yeah. So part of this grant is paying for our summer speaker series. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to have some really good speakers and be able to actually pay them this year, which is new for us. Yeah. So we have a couple of speakers lined up, and I'm looking to partner with the Catawba Nation to learn about their role in the Revolutionary War. So we're really trying to get different angles mm-hmm. from that. So so summer speaker series will be in June, July, and August. And, looking ahead, we've got our home tour event in September mm-hmm. and then the Oyster
Roast.
Yeah. And then in May, we actually have our member meeting. So our annual member meeting, which is just a really great event where all Historic Rock Hill members are invited. This year, we're going to be at McGirt Auditorium. And we are going to have a speaker we've talked about the historic markers in the past yeah. and how they get approved. Well, Dr. Edwin Breeden from the South Carolina Department of Archives and History is going to be our keynote speaker for that event. And he's the one that approves and goes through that entire process of approving historic markers. So it's going to be a really interesting talk. Mm. So you get to learn from him about what that process is like. So really great event. We've got really good things coming up. And that $50 or $100 yeah. that you pay for a membership really does, it really is worth it on every level.
For sure. And congratulations again on that grant, being able offer a lot of big events to our community as the country is celebrating its 250th anniversary. You want to look and say, well, what's my city doing? What are we doing? And
exactly.
There you go. Historic Rock Hill's got the funding secured, and they're going to throw one big party for sure. Jennifer Sandler is the executive director for Historic Rock Hill. Check them out. Swing by the White Home and see where else you can be plugged into the history of Rock Hill and beyond.